From Spark and Anvil and Logic Quest, this is Slippery Slope Sam, in Chapter 1 of the Logic Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. This is Slippery Slope Sam. He is a small, adult-coated salamander, bright orange and cream, quick, anxious-eyed. He has a habit. When someone proposes a small change, Sam chains catastrophic consequences.
If we let students wear hats in class, then they'll want to wear hoodies.
Then sunglasses. Then they'll all be wearing fully concealing clothing.
And we won't be able to identify them. And then they'll commit crimes.
Disaster. Each link in the chain is unsupported. The chain just cascades.
Sam is the cast's slippery slope teacher. The fallacy he embodies is predicting catastrophic outcomes via unjustified chains of consequences.
If we allow X, then Y will follow, then Z, then disaster. Each link claims inevitability without evidence.
Sam is, importantly, not a villain. He is what every cast member in Logic Quest is, a teaching archetype.
I am a teaching archetype, not a villain. I do this when I am scared.
We all do this when we are scared. Fear scales up small concerns to big disasters via imagined chains.
The skill is checking each link.
And then, disaster. Check each link with evidence. Most chains break at the first or second step. Is this step inevitable? Why? What evidence supports the inevitability?
Sam teaches the scaffolds, the questions you ask when you suspect a chain of consequences has been spun too far.
Identify each step in the chain.
Is this step actually likely? Each step, independently, with evidence.
Most slippery slopes break at link 1 or link 2.
When you check empirically, the predicted chain doesn't actually unfold.
Sam is also explicit about a counterpoint. Some slippery slopes are real.
Sometimes precedent setting matters.
The discipline is evidence for inevitability, not assumed inevitability.
Sam walked to Logic Quest. Inspector Logos asked him, "What is slippery slope?"
And then, disaster. Check each link with evidence. Most chains break.
You are appointed. He has been Slippery Slope Sam ever since. It is not hard. It is, check each link with evidence. Most chains break.
Fear-based chains feel compelling. Examining them link by link diffuses most of them. And we all do this sometimes. Catching it is the skill.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501(c)(3) public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to Common Core Math and Discrete Math.
Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.